All right, everybody, I've got Scott McKay here on the line, and we're getting ready to talk about his new program. It's something different than you've probably heard in a while. It really has nothing to do with, you know, that one time get the girl. We're going to talk about relationships and relationship management, which is kind of uncharted territory for most of you. So, Scott, your Leading Man program is coming out this month. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, first of all, man's going to be here, Brad. Yeah. Always a good pleasure to talk to you. Yeah, we've got a program coming out on the 13th of September, and the reason why we're calling it the Leading Man is because it's all about relationship management. And time again, when you talk to women, they say, "Well, you know what? I want a man with some ambition. I want a man who can lead the relationship without necessarily being a controlling jerk in the process." And so that's what this is talking about. Everything that comes after pickup, you know, because you can go talk to a woman, you can get her number. You can even go out on a first date with her, but a lot of guys have what I call a revolving door of women in their life, Brad, where, you know, they just don't know what to do to keep a woman attracted after they've gone to all that hard work to get her number and to actually get her initially attracted. Then all of a sudden she disappears and they really don't know why. So everything that comes after the pickup stage, how to get a woman attracted, keep her attracted so that you can date either as many women as you want for as long as you want to, or actually find the one greatest woman you've ever met and build a life with her.
So that's a good thing about it, is that the notions right now are that when you talk about relationship management, you're talking about, and I would think that, and even I get it sometimes, you say relationship management, you're talking about, you know, this isn't what you're saying, but what most people are thinking is that, oh, I'm only going to need this if I've been in a relationship for like 2 years and things are going down the tubes, or if I'm starting to get owned by my woman, so to say, you know, if I've lost the power, so to say. But what you're saying is that almost immediately from the point where, you know, you go out on a date or you go out on, you know, maybe a second date or something like that, you're in some sort of relationship management phase, right?
Absolutely. Relationship management starts the moment you actually meet a woman. You're setting the precedent there. You're making that first impression. And how she views you as a man who leads versus a man who's kind of a wuss or a man who's just scared of her, that's going to kind of dictate how things go in the entire relationship from the very start. I mean, can you recover from it? Of course, but it's always best to put your best foot forward
right
at the very beginning.
Yeah, put the best foot forward and keep walking with the best feet.
Absolutely.
So give us some nuggets really quickly. I mean, what are a couple of things that people can take away and put to use right now that, you know, it's just going to show them what this program's about?
Well, I think the first thing that guys can start doing right now is when they meet a woman, first of all, what guys tend to do is they say, okay, well, I went on this first date with her and it really went well, so we're going to do more of the same. In other words, I invited her over my house. We watched a movie. We started, you know, to kind of just hang out together under the cover, you know, under the covers. Things went pretty well. We started making out. Maybe we even went to bed. So what am I going to do next time? Well, I'm going to invite her over and we're going to watch another movie. Because, hey, you know, why fix what's not broken? But what those guys may not realize is even they're going to get bored in that situation after the next 6 or 8 times in a row where they do the same thing. And certainly the woman didn't get in a relationship with that guy just to have him do the same thing over and over. In other words, he probably sold himself as this guy who, you know, is into great adventure and a lot of fun and great to banter with and having a great sense of humor or whatever. And then the next thing you know, night after night, they're doing the same thing, just kind of laying around watching a movie, being boring together. And when guys set that kind of precedent and they get in a rut with that relationship, two things happen. First of all, the woman gets bored the way I just mentioned, and maybe she'll leave or even he'll get bored. So that boredom happens. The next thing that happens is they never get around to having the kind of conversations they should be having about whether they're really compatible or not. They're not doing things that drive conversation. They're just sitting there kind of in that rut that I talked about. So that's very, very important. Another thing I think that's useful for guys to know very much at the beginning is that it's very difficult in a lot of guys' minds to justify dating more women than one at a time when they've lived that way their whole life. Or they say to themselves, well, you know what, I'm kind of a player. I have all these women in my life. How am I ever going to find one great woman and have her believe that, you know, I'm willing to have this relationship with her? Guys need to understand that you got to date more than one woman at a time because life's too short to serial date. You're not going to be able to figure out what it is you really want in a woman by dating one woman until that course of that relationship, you know, wears off and they break up after like 6-8 months, maybe even 2 years. And he says, well, she's not the right woman for me. Then that's 2 years where you've only gotten the chance to evaluate one type of woman. Whereas if you are honest with women and just tell them, hey, look, here's what I want to do. I would like to evaluate what it is that I want in a woman. And that takes meeting some people and you know, being social. And I'm not going to jump into any long-term exclusive relationships until I'm good and ready. A lot of women really can handle that truth, even though guys think that so many women just want to lock us down quickly. That couldn't really be further from the truth. So guys have to understand that, yeah, you can date more than one woman at a time. You don't necessarily have to sleep with all these women at the same time if you don't want to create those kind of politics. And really, when you do that, you become the man who is a chooser instead of a chaser. You look less desperate, and strangely enough, you start becoming the kind of guy who can attract even more men, more women into his life, because that success breeds success. People buy on the approval of others, as they say in the business world, and then the next thing you know, once you have two or three women in your life, you're saying, hey, you know what? Women are attracted to me. And then you all of a sudden are more fluid in your conversations with women that you meet from there, and you just start getting more women in your life until you have to actually manage that, and that's something we talk about in great detail.
Gotcha. So what I'm getting out of this is, number one, men have to lose the black box approach, which is input this stimulus and goes to the black box and expect this stimulus to be outputted. When we're talking about, okay, I did this, we had a good time, so if I do it again, we're going to have a good time again. Whereas basically, right, the whole reason you had a good time is because it was something new and exciting. Is that right?
Yeah, you got to mix it up because, see, you're building that precedent in the relationship.
Okay, and then going back to we're managing multiple relationships in a non-sleazy way here as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. You do not have to be a player or a sleazebag or anything else that's socially unacceptable to date more women
right
at once than you think you might should. Let me say it again. So that I hope you're going to edit this. That you date more women than you think society tells you you should be dating. You're the guy who calls the shots. And the second thing there, Brad, that I was going to mention is that's an excellent way to actually know what it is you want in a great woman. Remember, I was alluding to the fact that guys think, well, after I've dated all these women, how am I actually going to find the right one for me? Because I'll get used to having such variety in my life. Actually, it's that variety that helps you make a wiser decision in terms of the woman you ultimately pick, if that's what you choose to do. If you say, well, I'm only going to go and be a player for the rest of my life, what you've done is you have limited your own options. Whereas if you respectfully date all these different women and you evaluate what it is that you want in a woman, then you're going to more be able to recognize the right woman when she comes into your life. You see what I mean by that?
Right.
And that is very useful. And then when that great woman comes along, I mean, make no mistake, if you're with a woman who's very popular, she's going to have had options with guys also. That doesn't mean that she slept with the entire football team. That just meant that a lot of guys were interested and she got to call the shots in her own dating life. If you're that kind of guy who has options, you may have a lot of women who want to commit to you and lock you down. But that doesn't mean you have to commit to all of them. You can continue to evaluate what it is you like in women. And then what's going to happen is when that right woman shows up, you're going to say, you know what? I've dated this woman for a while. I don't really want to see these other women anymore. This woman so far outshines any other woman that I've ever met, and I'm kind of feeling like I've run my course with the dating life that I've been doing. I think I'm ready for some stability. I think I'm ready to start a family, have a shared history with a woman. And see, there's nothing about that that's weak. There's only strength there because you're making your own decisions on your own timeline from your own position of having a dominant view over your own dating life instead of being at the whim of the women who you're hoping will stick around.
Right. Yeah. I can actually attest to that in the multiple relationship part, because I remember this was a couple of years ago before, obviously, before I'm dating the person I'm dating now, who's phenomenal. But I went out with one girl or one lady, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, she actually asked me straight up, she goes, were you dating anybody else? And I told her straight up, I said, yeah, I'm honestly dating about 3 or 4 women right now. And she was like, really? I said, yeah. I said, I'm trying to figure out what I want. And she goes, I'm just really surprised you told me that. And I was like, why? Doesn't everybody? And of course, in my mind, it was hard to do because you're thinking, oh, I don't want to say that. You know, so this is kind of a reach out for me just to kind of just lay it out there and see what happened. And the funny thing about it was, is just like you said, there was no, it didn't skip a beat. It was like, wow, that's honest. Okay. And then it was almost like a switch flipped where now she was in competition with other people, which was awesome because, you know, that was keeping her on her toes. Now, obviously, that didn't last very long because she wasn't that good of staying on her toes. But, you know, I can say that's true from my experience. And the other thing from what I'm deducing out of what you're saying, especially with your choice, is that it's important that when you do want to I don't want to call it settle down because it's not settling, but when you choose somebody you want to be with, that person is a good person because, you know, a woman can either enhance your life dramatically and make everything better, or she can crumble it, you know, one way or another, especially if you're, you know, in any type of entrepreneurial type business or anything like that, or, you know, you're trying to do things and trying to be the man, you know, she can either, you know, help you a lot, you know, by being very supportive, or she can totally just pull the rug out from under you and be very non-supportive in the same manner. So that's another reason why that would be important.
Yeah. You know, you said something that I can definitely resonate with, which is you don't like to use the word settling down. Man, that's one term you'll never hear in the program. And, you know, it's funny because it'll try to fall out of your mouth sometimes.
It just did with me.
Yeah, right. And then it's just because it's such a societal meme that we talk like that. Mm-hmm. But there is no settling, and it shouldn't be settling down anyway. If anything, it should be revving up.
Right.
If you got the right woman in your life, you know, life should begin there. But, you know, it's funny. You're talking about some other things there. You're talking about the guy having the choices. And I think, you know, once you have decided that you're with the right woman and your life has started there and you're the man who's wearing the pants as opposed to losing his shirt, as I like to talk mm-hmm. about, you know, you really do have a new world open up to you. And women really do respect a guy who's trying to get to where he's finding the greatest woman in his life, and a guy who's actually trying to deserve that rather than a guy who's just trying to trick women to get what he wants. It's like he's trying to prepare himself to be the kind of man that women crave, and that's different than just trying to get what you want from women, like I said, and women respond powerfully to that.
Gotcha. Well, let's talk about this for a second, because I just thought about this, and it's mainly because I was watching TV the other day, which I very rarely do. But, you know, you've got shows out there like King of Queens, Everybody Loves Raymond, even The Simpsons, Family Guy, even cartoons, where you've got the woman and you've got the guy, and it seems like that the man is just totally being just bamboozled all the time into doing what the woman wants because he doesn't have any backbone until things build up and he all of a sudden develops a backbone and everything blows up. So I'm sure you understand what I'm getting at right now.
Yes.
How absolutely. Do guys avoid that? You know what I mean? I mean, how do you, what things tend to lead up to that? I'm not going to say necessarily what decisions, but you know, like for me, I know that there are some times where I don't want to make a decision on where to go, you know, things like that. And, you know, you give that decision over. And then sometimes she might tend to resent you for it. So what could be some of the things that lead up to that type of behavior, and what can we do to fix that so we don't end up in that and having our women actually resent us for that? Because it seems like that's what happens sometimes.
Yeah, well, first of all, what you're talking about as occurring in the media as a common theme over and over again is absolutely ubiquitous nowadays. I mean, Emily and I were watching a show, I guess it was the Olympics or something a couple of weeks ago, and they had Home Depot commercials on. And the Home Depot is a place where you would think, you know, that's just a guy place. It's a big hardware store. Well, their audience must be very different than I expect, because there's even Home Depot commercials where mother and daughter are both piling on to the guy for just being such a loser and not doing anything around the house. And he's just like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll do my honey do list now. I better go to Home Depot. And the women are, and the girls even, the little girl and the mom are like, yeah, you better get your butt over there to Home Depot and get done what we need to do, because we want our house painted and we want, and it's just absolutely crazy. The guys are just owned all over the TV.
Right.
I think if you go way back in time to the Stone Age of television, when the honeymooners were first on, You know, back in the 40s and 50s, you know, the immediate post-war era of the United States when TV really started to get rolling, nobody was really saying then that, you know, women were wearing the pants and guys didn't have, you know, leadership over their families. And, you know, if you look at the era of the 50s, everybody was pretty happy. Well, enter television. And one of the comedic devices that is most funny, especially in the context of television, is comedic irony, you know, flipping things over. And when you take a look at The Honeymooners, one of the most wildly popular shows when TV first started, and really the grandfather of all these sitcoms that we have today, even before I Love Lucy, which, you know, talk about irony, this is another example of what I'm about to talk about. Here you had big old, you know, you had big old Jackie Gleason, and you had his relatively small wife. And Jackie was always very arrogantly booming around the house about how he was going to get this all right. And he was going to, you know, get rich quick. And everything was going to be fine. And then what happened at the end of the show? Humana, humana, humana. He's fallen apart and he's an emotional wreck, right?
Right.
And who always rescues him at the end? His wife, who always stays calm and collected. Well, why was that so funny? Because it was bass-ackwards.
Mm-hmm.
The funny part was, you know, big old Jackie Gleason thought he was wearing the pants and he ended up always losing control. And if you look at the I Love Lucy show, another staple of the early to mid-50s, Ricky Ricardo was this suave, cool guy, you know, in his music career and outside the home. But the antics of his wife just always brought him down and always, you know, took him down a couple notches. And he was always really just at the whim of his wife.
Right.
And see, that was funny. That was just hilarious. And even as you got into the 60s, what happened? There were even direct spinoffs on those themes. If you look at Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble, it's really the Honeymooners,
right,
in cartoon form. So what you've got is you've got a situation where we have built a steady stream of expecting families on TV starting back in the 50s to believe that the man is going to be the weakling and the woman is going to be wearing the pants. The irony of it is it's now accepted as standard procedure where it was originally designed to be comedy.
Hmm.
And of course it is still comedic, but when you have an entire generation raised on television, guys look at the examples given to them in a family environment on TV and go, all right, well, you know, women are supposed to be in charge and we're supposed to not really impose our will on women at all, and we're supposed to not really, we're supposed to be the kind of guy who kind of yields to them. And then you have a lot of guys who are being raised by single moms and single parent families, and no real role model is being given to those guys, being put up to those guys to show them how to be men.
Right. Yeah,
So guys are very confused in terms of how to run a family, how to run a relationship nowadays. Meanwhile, the women are like, well, hello, sitcoms aren't real life. Where's the guy who knows how to lead? How come these guys keep putting me in the car and asking me where I want to go to dinner? A guy's supposed to have ambition. He's supposed to have a plan. And I don't think women want to be controlled. I don't think they want to be told what their opinions are. I think they want to be able to have a conversation with a guy and have it be seen as an equal relationship, but there are certain things that women expect of a man, and one of those things is to have the plan, have the ambition, and be a protector and a provider. Do you have to be a millionaire, and are all women going to be gold diggers? Of course not. But they do want a guy who has a future, who has a reality worth hitching her wagon to.
Right.
And time again, you ask women about that. We just did a roundtable with some of the most respected female dating coaches in the business, and they said exactly what I'm saying without me even prompting them. That, you know, yeah, we're strong, intelligent women, but we just don't want a guy who isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
That's something that we just can't tolerate.
So you could say that, in all honesty,
so that's kind of what we're getting back to here in The Leading Man, is bringing that all back down to earth. What is it that women really want from a guy who's leading a relationship? How can he be the masculine, confident guy who inspires confidence in a woman and has the character that a woman can trust?
Right.
When you become that guy, you not only get to date as many quality women as you want to, you are going to find that woman because you deserve to find the woman who's best for you. When you become the best version of yourself, which I know you talk a lot about in Adonis Effect, Brad, then you become a guy who deserves the kind of woman you've always dreamed of. But she's just not going to drop in your lap.
Right.
You've got to do what it takes to not only attract her, but when she comes into your life, be the guy who she's going to want to stay around with.
Right. That's interesting that you said that because I've often thought about it, even back in college. It feels like that, and this sounds like what you were getting at, that your future is much more important than your present. So mm-hmm. if it looks like you're going to have a more promising future, even if you're not in such a great spot right now, but you're making efforts and strides to do things, you know, not necessarily pie in the sky all the time, all the way around, but if you're consistently making improvements to yourself, she'll notice that. And again, you mentioned Adonis. This is, again, one way that, you know, just one form of self-improvement that has, you know, other stuff. But the same thing with a leading man is that you work on improving these things, and she can tell. You know, even one thing that I like to do, and I don't know if you do this or even mention about it, but it's something cool, is that, you know, your woman, I mean, pay attention to the things she says she likes and doesn't like. I mean, write it down if you have to. At least I've done it. You know, just little stuff. Because, you know, if you can say, if she says something or whatever and says, yeah, you don't like that, do you? But you're not coming from a place of, you know, I'm sucking up to you, but it just shows that you paid attention. I mean, that's the biggest thing that I found in most of my relationships, and even the workplace or whatever. People never think anybody else is listening to them, so they feel like they have to beat you in the head with stuff. Do you find that as well?
Well, I think a lot of guys do feel like they have to sort of earn the right to be heard with a woman, or that they've kind of got to do even not just outer game peacocking, but sort of like inner game peacocking, I would mm-hmm. call it, where, hey, there's all these women and they all just reject all the guys out there. And there's so many guys going after the great women. But I think, you know, just to kind of bring it back around, so few guys actually take the time to ask directions in life. And there's so few guys who actually understand what it is that women want. And there's so much in their head trying to get what they want, that if a guy can actually focus on how to ignite femininity, which is something we talk about a lot, then they're going to kind of put themselves in a position where they have very little real competition for those high-quality women.
Hmm.
Now, women who don't have a whole lot of self-esteem, you know, maybe they'll be the ones who spread their legs for a guy who just wants to get laid,
right,
because they just are trying to get a guy in their life. But ultimately, those aren't going to be the most long-term satisfying women to build a relationship with. If a guy truly likes women, likes what femininity is about, then he's about to get more than he bargained for. Because if he can be that guy who inspires women in the way I've discussed on this program, then he is going to have women not just be wildly sexually interested in him. He's going to have them be interested in him at a personal level. They're going to be interested in helping him, standing by his side as he accomplishes his dreams. You know, Emily gets me a beer without me even asking. Mm-hmm. I don't have to do things to push her around the house. She wants to be a part of what's going on. She wants to contribute to the overall success of this family.
Right.
And I don't have to beg, borrow, or steal for compliments from her, for support from her. I don't have her nag me. But I'm completely honest with her all the time. If she doesn't look good in a particular dress, I suggest she goes in and changes it. And when she comes out in a better one and she looks beautiful, I tell her she's the most beautiful woman on earth, because she is to me, because I didn't settle down.
Right.
All those things, unfortunately, are overlooked by a lot of guys because they're what I call clouded by beauty vision. Mm-hmm. They just want a pretty woman so that, you know, she's sexually attractive. And there's so much more to it than that. And as you become this guy who has more depth in your own life, then what you see is you get women of more depth, and you may find yourself, even if you're the most hardcore player, saying, wow, here's a woman who literally just eclipses every other woman I've ever had the chance to meet, and it's like she's been sent to my life, you know, by order. I couldn't have ordered a woman any better, and that's certainly the way Emily is for me. And that's why I'm so motivated to help guys get the same thing in their life.
Gotcha.
You know, Brad, you know what my biggest challenge I get from guys that I talk
to? What's that?
They don't believe what I'm talking about is true. They don't believe that I can possibly have a great relationship with a great woman. They don't believe that there's such thing as being happily married. They don't believe that I could have possibly dated the women I wanted to date prior to meeting the right woman for me. They just think that a lot of guys who are not experiencing a lot of success with women think what I'm talking about is just absolutely a pile of BS. But I'm telling you, if I can do it, if I can come from a broken life of losing my dream job and my family all in the same month 7 years ago, to being where I am today, having dated the women I wanted to date and eventually finding the greatest woman in my life, starting a family with her and having the wonderful, wonderful privilege of helping other guys do the same thing. And that goes for online dating and offline. If guys can actually take a look and believe that it can happen to them, I'm going to be right there encouraging them. And, you know, we've got the success stories on our site to prove it. It happens time and time again to guys who are pretty average guys who have just decided to do something that isn't average, and that is take the bull by the horns and learn how to be a guy who can be the leader.
Gotcha. Yeah, you actually said some stuff that really I've experienced it myself. I mean, I can compound on top of this. You know, speaking to the point of being, I call it being brutally honest. You know, if you're honest and you have a reputation for being honest, you know, when you tell somebody the things that, say, like you were saying, she comes out in a dress that looks bad, she understands that it's not a personal cut, but you're just saying that, hey, that just doesn't look good on you, and she doesn't take offense. But when she comes out looking good and you say, damn, you look good, then she believes it wholeheartedly. And you're not having to, you know, try, you know, are you sure? You know, or anything like that. She knows. She knows for a fact absolutely. That, bam, you know, this is a fact. He is, because if it didn't, he would tell me.
That's right. It's all about pure honesty.
Right.
Now, that's not brutal honesty.
Right.
I mean, you don't say something that you believe to be true just to insult someone
else.
Sure. I mean, when you're in a great relationship, you're mutually respectful of each other. But you don't hide the truth from each other when the truth needs to be told.
I like.
Otherwise, she can't trust you.
Right.
And if she can't trust you, she's not comfortable. And if you don't have that comfort level in a woman, then you're not going to be able to lead the relationship.
Right. You know, that reminds me of something that I've said. And I haven't said it in a long time, but it really, pure honesty, I like that better than brutal honesty. That sounds a lot better too. But I've always said that if somebody, you know, if you can't tell the truth about the little things, then how can I trust you to tell the truth about the big things?
Exactly.
And so that's kind of where I hear you coming from. You know, these things aren't very big things. You're making white lies about things you shouldn't, and so you're conditioning her to mistrust you, maybe. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's about it. I think you hit the nail on the head. Guys have just got to learn that they need to be leaders. And, you know, a lot of guys just lack the ability to envision that in their lives. Maybe they're not quite the leader at work. They weren't the leader back in high school, but that's not something that has to remain the same way forever.
Right.
Leadership skill is something that you can learn and something that you can form habits today. And can you just flip a switch and make it happen? No, but if you intentionalize some of these processes, some of these attitudes, and you start believing, and this is very important, in the concept that women really do want a man. They don't want a woman with a penis for a boyfriend or a husband.
Right.
They really want you to be a real man. You start understanding how that female process works and what it takes to be that guy who ignites them. And you start doing it, you're going to look around and you're going to say, what are all these other guys missing?
Mm-hmm.
They're just going around trying to get in a woman's pants, and that's not making her feel like she's being validated or that she's even a human being. She just feels like a tool for him to use. And a lot of these guys who use openers and specific tricks to try to get a woman in bed, I mean, that's just denying them the fact that they're even human.
And denying the good stuff, you know, like for what you're saying. I mean, the good women, I'm not going to say they don't respond, but it seems that a lot of the stuff out there is specifically targeted to one specific type of woman, which is the woman that has low self-esteem and that has a lot more self-talk than other women do.
Absolutely. And you know what? Even if you don't say it, I will. I don't think you get a quality woman that way. I don't think quality women respond to that sort of thing. A woman who has respect for a man is not going to, or respect for men in general, okay, is not going to fall for a guy who has no respect for women. just like any commonly decent, self-respecting man will not put up with a woman who hates men.
Right.
I wasn't going to date any man-haters. How about
you?
Yeah, that's right. And then they're wondering why all these guys are the same. They're all dogs. Well, all men aren't the same. All men aren't dogs. Just the men who they're having attracted to them, because those guys are saying, well, she hates men, but she looks good, so maybe I can get a quick lay out of the deal. She's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I'll say it again, guys. If you do not particularly like women, okay, don't expect to attract a great one. And if your experience with women so far has been negative, flip that switch. Get under the hood and find out why that is. Look around you and see that there's guys out there who do have great women in their life. It's not a mirage. Your eyes aren't deceiving you. Guys do have great relationships, but they tend to be the guys who aren't complete jerks to those women, but guys who are real men, make decisions, wear the pants, and actually respect the womanhood of their partner.
Right, which is, that's important. I mean, you just went over two things, and we'll close out by saying this, because this is really good stuff. Number one, I've said it before, and it's good to hear somebody else say it, that you actually train people to treat you a certain way. And you do that through your honesty. And, you know, it's just like, it's so bad. I say it's like training a dog, but, and I'm not trying to say it in that regard, like women are dogs, because that's not the case. But you want to reward good behavior. And you don't want to really acknowledge bad behavior so much. So I know you touched on that.
Sure.
And the biggest thing, my takeaway from this is that, and this is why I love talking to you all the time and, you know, lots of other guys, because I pick up stuff too, and it just kind of goes, huh, that makes a lot of sense. I do that, and that makes sense. But that women nowadays are being thrust into more work, into more, I don't want to say man jobs, because that's kind of bad, but they're in the office, they're working, they're doing all this stuff. And so it's very nice for them to feel, cue the song, feel like a natural woman, which you should put on that, you know, on your page or something. But cue that in. I mean, they work in, God, I hate saying it, and it sounds so bad, but, you know, this is just how it's coming out. They work in the man's world, and they interact with men, and, you know, they have to adopt the business persona. It'd be nice for them to come home and to feel like a woman. I think that's what you're getting at, that femininity.
Yeah, there's a Kenny Chesney song about
it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, that's why I think that if you can make somebody, a woman, feel like that, if you can make a woman feel appreciated and feel like, you know, as feminine as she can, you know, I think that you're going to go far with that. That's what I'm getting out of what you're saying right now.
Yeah. The Woman With You is the name of that Kenny Chesney
song. Oh, really?
Great stuff. Oh, yeah. Go Google the lyrics to that, anybody listening.
Nice.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're talking about. Even women who are kind of forced to go, you know, bring home the bacon, as it were, those women still want to come home to a real man. Because, you know, that's not the way they naturally want to be. They want to come home and have a guy hold them and tell them everything's going to be okay and mean it.
Right.
And if you can be that guy, and, you know, as Pollyanna-ish as that sounds, I have yet to have any woman at all disagree with that statement.
Right.
Even the smartest, most strong-willed woman will say, yes, we do want to be hugged. We want to be held by that guy. We want to know we're being loved, cared about, and that he supports us.
Right, and this is definitely not coming from a wussy-type world.
Oh, no.
By any means. I think that's where a lot of people mess up.
A wuss can't pull that off in a woman's life. A wussy guy cannot gain the trust of a woman. He cannot basically cause a woman to feel that she is safe with him around, because if he can't make decisions, if he's going to wimp out when the chips are down, then it's going to be on her to do everything. It's going to be on her to get rid of the, you know, the mice in the attic or the spider in the bathroom. When something goes bump in the night, he's going to tell her to go out there and check on it. And that's not going to make her comfortable. That's not going to make her feel secure. So the strong guy is the guy who can hold a woman and tell her everything's going to be okay and have her believe it. Oh, yeah, you hit the nail on the head that time also, for like the third time this show.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely, positively. And that's something that guys, if they can just have an aha moment and the light bulb go off and they see that, it will, in one fell swoop, revolutionize their relationships.
Yeah, I think that guys, if you can't tell, I mean, Scott and I, we are along the same lines on a lot of stuff. You need to go pick this up. Seriously. Just easiest thing to do, just angelizeddevilsmile.com/leadingman. Go pick this thing up, because if anything, and it should be, if this stuff is resonating with you, I mean, this isn't, you know, trying to be alpha man, cocky man, or anything like that. This is a different level. This is leading man. This is being, you know, God. This is ascending to a different level than all your friends. This is just like Adonis, and like we talk about how you want to be admired. This is how you become admired by other men. Other men will look at you and wonder how in the world you have a relationship like you do, which I hear lots of people say that to you, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
You know, Brad, a lot of guys try to put a new spin on pickup, and a lot of what you see in the seduction community is kind of aimed at helping guys who aren't getting any women get any woman.
Yeah, any woman. You know, yeah.
Not getting any woman to getting any woman.
Right.
And around here, we like to talk about something different. We like to talk about going from okay with women or good with women to being great with women and getting the best that you deserve. Not just any woman who can fog a mirror, but the exact women you want. Because to me, that's what a real successful, wildly successful dating life is about. And like I said, a lot of guys just, they don't see it happening for themselves. And I'm telling you guys, when I was younger, I was the least likely kid in my entire school to get a girlfriend. And if you're willing to work on who you are, if you're willing to understand what women want, if you're willing to work on your character, if you're willing to truly go out and deserve the kind of woman you want, it is not as far out of reach as you think it is. Guys, you're going out there hitting bucket after bucket of range balls to bring your handicap down. You're going to graduate school to get a master's degree, 6 years of school to help your career. Some of you guys play musical instruments. How much time did it take to learn that musical instrument? Some of you guys spend hours on your spiritual development. What are you doing to deserve the kind of women you really want? You believe you can hit a golf ball 250 yards. You believe you can do well at your job. Do you believe you deserve the greatest woman you ever met? Because that's arguably the most important facet of your entire life. What are you going to do starting right now to just say, you know what? I'm sick of trying to learn how to pick up women at the friendly neighborhood driving school for 16-year-old teenagers. I want to step up to the Bob Bondurant racing school and figure out how to really, really perform. That's what we're talking about here. That's the difference. And guys, one of my favorite aspects about what I do is I am not a tall, dark, handsome GQ guy who turns heads everywhere I go. I am not above average in just about any respect. But the only difference is I figured out that if we take time to learn how to ignite femininity and we learn what it takes to be the kind of guy that women want, we can really, really go far. Why? Because women follow our lead. So guys, if anything Brad and I have been talking about on this show just sounds unreasonably, you know, like you said, Brad, pie in the sky-ish, please don't let that sit in your brain and stay there, because everything we're talking about today is absolutely possible. And like I said before, once the light bulb goes on, you're going to find you have very, very little competition out there. Women are starving for this kind of guy. And the higher quality woman, ironically enough, the easier she is for you to meet and attract after you become the kind of guy who's aimed in that direction. I promise.
Yeah, because she's starving for it.
That's right.
I mean, she can't get that type of that good male attention other than her dad that, you know, maybe back in the day, you know? So lots of times that happens. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right in this. And guys, one more thing before we let this go. I can't beat this through your head enough, is that it is no more work than you are already doing.
Nope.
It is no more work.
especially if you're taking every ebook and every boot camp in the seduction community trying to learn new ways to pick up women at nightclubs and new openers and new online game. It is not any more work than you're doing right now. It's just different. It's a different
focus. A little different, and in my experience, I'll be quite honest, it clicks faster.
I actually agree. That's the irony of the whole thing.
It clicks much faster. Definitely. So. All right, well, that's about all we got. We could probably go on for hours and hours, but then you guys would be, you know, either zombie-eyed or, you know, you wouldn't go buy anything. I'm kidding.
Well, I'm passionate about this.
It's good stuff. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're going to get loads of stuff just out of this right here. So, but if you want more, like I said, go to angelizeddevilsmile.com/leadingman. Go pick up McKay's new monster. This is all video based, right? Pretty much, or a lot of it.
Well, we have some video in it, but it's actually 10 audio programs right now. We've got a bunch of bonuses, and everything will be fully transcribed so you can actually read along as you listen.
Right. So, I mean, it's multimedia. Different modalities for you guys. You've got video, audio, and you can read. And if you're illiterate, then you can watch and listen. So, that's all I've got. You got anything else, my man?
Just thank you very much for the time today. It was a lot of fun.
Not a problem. Well, you guys know what to do. You know where to find me if you got any questions. My phone number, Skype. That's how it works. All right.
That's it. Cool. Yeah, edit that one part at about 9 minutes. I think we'll be all right.